Maria Therese Malinowski. Though her name might sound Russian, was a German woman who lived in Königsberg from the year 1830 until nobody knows anymore. One summer day in the year 1905, which was so decisive for science, she was observing a bird and thought, such a peaceful being, and yet so nervous in its movements. With nothing else on hand than observing the bird, she imitated the movements, moved her arms if there were wings, moved her head if she had a beak, and then she thought, what if I would repeat these movements and imagine if I was making them as a human being. And the movements became more slow and more elegant. This made her think that maybe birds lived in another sense of time. And that birds would see human beings much more slow as we think that our movements are. Which brought her to the idea, after many summers, the time might be an absolute entity. Existing independently from life. She thought of time passing in a spiral. If the radius of the spiral was very large, then the developments would be very slow. Look how mountains grow and crumble again. If the radius of the spiral was very small, then life would pass very fast. Look at the butterfly. Then she thought, the creation of the universe happened when time was ready, thinking of her own little monthly cycles. When at its peak, she was the most fertile. So when time is ready, there was the big bang that went looking for time to unite. Where those two unite, we will find our universe. Nobody knows what happened to Maria Therese Malinowski. Nobody knows. was absorbed by time as she defined it. At the end of her life, she thought, if we could only master. The ability of changing the spiral development of our time, we could become mountains, a bird, a butterfly. Einstein, when he said, there's only space, was wrong. Maria Therese Wallinowska thought, there's only everything and a lot of time.